Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots happening with Wellspring Stratford. Joining us in studio is Lisa Stacy with Wellspring Stratford, and Steve Medhurst is here. We haven't caught up with Steve in a while, but Steve, an author, blogger, and a Wellspring member with lots to discuss. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Lisa, let's start with you. We've got a great event that is kicking off this Saturday. What's going on?
Yeah, this is really exciting for Wellspring Stratford as it's our first children's program ever. And this is a program called Just Show Up. It's for children between the ages of 6 and 14 that have either a parent or a grandparent that are navigating a cancer journey. So what we're going to do for the first couple months is have this fun filled Saturday morning once a month where we go to an organization or business in Stratford and just do fun activities with the family and the children. This is leading up to another children's program that's going to be launching in March, which is a evening activity for parents and children or grandparents and children and working with social workers. So they will the family will come to the Falstaff Family Center on a Wednesday evening in March for 8 weeks in a row. And they have a sit-down family dinner together, which the Black Angus will be catering for
us. Oh, nice.
Of course, the best support. Mm. And they have a community dinner together. And then after dinner, the children separate with one social worker. The parents or grandparents separate with another social worker. And they have different topics each week to kind of help the families navigate this journey that they're going through.
Okay.
So that's coming up in March, but the Just Show Up this coming Saturday, October 19th, it is at the family Falstaff Family Center from 10 till 12, and it's a Halloween-themed fun morning where the kids will be carving pumpkins, making magic potions. We're going to hear spooky stories. and again, this is for children whose parents or grandparents are navigating a cancer journey.
Yeah, okay. What a great idea. And obviously for something like this, I would imagine you don't have to pre-register, hence the title sort of thing.
Well, you know, if people could pre-register, it would give us an idea of how many pumpkins
sure,
to bring.
Sure, I was going to say, my goodness.
but if obviously if people just show up, that's great as well. But they can always contact me and give me a call at Wellspring or send me an email if they have any questions about anything. Also, the age can also be a little bit more flexible. So just give me a call. The first one, again, is at Falstaff Family Center this Saturday. But next month, November 16th, we will be going to Pursuit Climbing and having a climbing warming
wow,
there.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, in January, we're going to the local community food center and doing a cooking class. And there's also other great organizations in Stratford that will be doing the Saturdays
yeah,
with us.
But it's like an ongoing series. This is a great idea. So Just Show Up. Again, it's a new children's program designed to support kids from the ages of 6 through 14 whose parents or grandparents have been impacted by cancer. So it's the first one's coming up for Saturday, October 19th. Falstaff Family Center will share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. It's a great idea. Yeah. Great for families.
It's great for families. And it is a social worker that will be leading the Saturday events as well, as long with some Wellspring volunteers. But yeah, it's just going to be just a fun Saturday for the family.
You bet. And lots happening with Wellspring Stratford. Let's get to Steve Medhurst in on the conversation. Steve, it's wonderful to check in again. I know it's been a while since we've chatted last, but you're a Wellspring member, but you have been busy sort of behind the scenes working on something, shall we say.
Yeah, together with Lisa and Heidi Sandler, we first off attended a poetry, I would call it a class, just in Wellspring itself or whatever, a therapeutic kind of class, a way to express our feelings and emotions and thoughts through poetry. And Lisa had contacted me as I had used Wellspring for certain like treatments such as Reiki and touch and therapeutic touch. And she asked me if I'd like to attend the poetry classes. Being that I write a blog and stuff like that, it might just add another element to the blog. And I would happily obliged. It was kind of, it's poetry. If you knew me from high school, Jamie, you would kind of shake your head and think, he's not the type of guy to really do this. But once I got to that class, it completely changed my mind about poetry and what it can do for you and therapeutically, you know, help those who, like myself and others who struggle with dealing with cancer or have dealt with cancer or have a loved one who is dealing with cancer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and it turned out that this, with, you know, a lot of work with Lisa and Heidi, turned into a book, which was, I believe, was kind of unexpected, right?
Yeah, isn't it amazing where these opportunities will lead and these ideas? Isn't that incredible? So is the book ready? Is the book, and there's going to be a launch, I understand. Is that coming up? He has one in his hand with One Step Toward Unfamiliar Roads. There you go. Fantastic. So there's going to be a book launch, I believe, and an official kickoff to this.
Yeah, right now you can pre-order the poetry book on our website. The books are $20 and all proceeds go back to Wellspring, which is amazing. So people can go onto our website and pre-order the book. And our poetry launch will be happening on Sunday, November the 10th at the Stratford Perth Museum.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be at 2 o'clock. And we have quite a few poets, members that are poets in the book. I think there's about 15 of us. And everyone's going to be reading one of their poems.
Oh, awesome.
And we have a pianist coming in to play music before and afterwards. And for those of the poets that don't feel comfortable reading their poems, because some of it is very emotional, when they came back to look at the book, it was hard for some of them to look at, to read through their poems. Because what Stephen was saying, it was such an emotional and therapeutic release for these feelings that they've been trying to navigate their journey.
For sure.
But the event... After the event, all the members and the poets will be able to sign the book for everybody who bought a book at the event. So it's really special.
It is really special.
It was a poetry workshop, so over four workshops that Heidi Sandler, she's a local award-winning poet, led these workshops. So there was multiple people that came to the workshops, and some people came to all of them. They just found it was such an emotional release and therapeutic for them to put their thoughts on paper. Okay. And like Stephen said, this was very unexpected that this would happen. We got a grant to help this, to make this happen. And Heidi also was so generous to volunteer her time to make this happen.
Fabulous. So, Stephen, your thoughts on this, this book coming together, a reality.
It was amazing. It's kind of something you never thought would happen, you know, kind of ever in your life. You see your name in print and stuff like that. And it's led to thinking of, you know, authoring my own book and stuff like that, maybe one day too. And it was just, you know, reiterating what Lisa said, it's a great way to express those deep emotions in there. And some of those classes got pretty deep, I guess would be the word for it, you know, very emotional and stuff like that. And that just shows what kind of community Wellspring has, that you can open up like that and
feel safe.
And feel safe and also healing at the same time with just a great group of people, you know, of all different walks of lives and ages and stuff like that. So it was an eye-opener for sure to do that. And just quickly, like I put out on my own social media that if somebody could, because I took the picture of the cover.
Okay.
So I kind of threw out a challenge, just if anybody knew where that picture was taken, that I would buy them a copy for that book.
There you go.
If anybody can figure out where that came from, you have to be specific.
Okay, very good.
And you'll see the photo on our website on our social media as we post it.
Yeah, look on Wellspring's socials and Instagram and stuff like that. It's there. But if anybody can guess that,
I love it.
I will buy them a copy.
I love the challenge. That's great. Now, Steve, to find you on social media and whatnot, I know you're continuing to blog lots of articles. So what's the best way to find you?
The best way to find me is on Facebook, just under my name, Stephen Mathurst with a PH, and my website or even my YouTube channels is called Cancer Won't Run My Life. And that's basically how you get a hold of me, and my email is attached to that site as well too. If anybody wants to privately message me, if they think they know where that is, instead of just, you know, on the socials, just for everybody to see, I'm more than happy to answer that as well too.
Perfect. And Lisa, what's the best way to reach out for Wellspring Stratford?
You can go to our website, and it has our phone number and my email address on there, Lisa@wellspringstratford.ca. Send me an email. about the poetry, about the children's program, or just in general if you don't really know what Wellspring is all about. A lot of people have heard the name but don't really understand all the different services that we offer to people in Huron, in Perth County, to give us a call, and myself or one of the volunteers can give you some more information on what we can do to help.
Well, lots of great events with Wellspring Stratford. Lisa, Stacy, and Steve Methurst, thanks so much for all the details, and great success with the upcoming programs and the poetry book and so much more. Thanks for all the info.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jamie.